Matt Hestucky here from Verity Baptist Church Manila, and I want to make a quick video talking about bodily exercise versus godliness. Bodily exercise versus godliness. In 1 Timothy 4:8, the Bible reads, "For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things." Now, oftentimes you'll hear people talk about this verse, and they'll kind of stop there and just say, well, see, bodily exercise only profits you a little bit in this lifetime. It's not very profitable at all. But godliness is profitable unto all things. Now, that is true, that's what the Bible says, but you need to read a little bit more to fully grasp what it's saying. I feel like a lot of the meaning is being left behind. Why does it say it profits just a little bit? Well, this is what it says, "But godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come." See, the reason why godliness profits in all things is because it not only benefits this life, it also benefits you in heaven. Whereas the reason why bodily exercise profits only little is because it only profits in this life. You see, you don't get rewards up in heaven because you benched 400 pounds. You don't get rewards up in heaven because you ran a 5-minute mile. But in this life, bodily exercise does profit you quite a bit. So it's not really true to say, well, bodily exercise only profits you a little bit in this life. It actually profits you a lot in this life. And if you're looking at various hobbies to have, bodily exercise is probably a pretty good hobby because honestly, there's a lot of things that don't profit you at all. Now, then it says, though godliness is profitable unto all things. So obviously, living a godly life, you're going to get rewards up in heaven, but how does it benefit you here on earth? Specifically looking at how does it physically benefit you? Well, here's the thing. If you live a godly and holy life, that means you're going to cut out your drinking, your smoking, you're going to cut out the drugs, you're going to cut out a lot of the filthy sins in your life, you know, fornication. Sin is very destructive to the body. And if you live a godly life, then it's going to profit you physically. Not only that, but knowing what the Bible says, that it tells you you should be a hard worker, you're not going to sit around and just watch TV all day and listen to music all day. And so godliness is going to profit you because it's going to make you be a hard worker. You're going to gain strength. You know, you're going to gain energy. You're going to be in better shape. And also just going soul winning. You know, it takes some energy, it takes some effort to go soul winning. You gotta spend a lot of time walking and you'll be in decent shape. Now, I'm not saying you're gonna win the Olympics gold medal because you go soul winning a lot and because you read the Bible a lot. But honestly, living a godly life is gonna help you physically. So what are the takeaways from this verse? Well, bodily exercise is honestly a really good hobby to have because it profits you a lot more than other things. But realize this, that you know, your life is gonna get busy. You know, you get married, you start having kids, and you're not going to have as much free time to go to the gym 5 times a week or to play sports 5 times a week, and you're going to have to decide what's important to you. And we must always make the choice that reading the Bible, going to church, going soul winning, memorizing the Bible, that's the most important thing. Now, if you have some additional time, then a great hobby would be to work out. But honestly, if you don't, you need to stick to just the things of God. Thank you, and God bless.